Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
That's right. You're listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box, KG Smooth. I'm so excited about today's interview because I really have been waiting on this lovely young woman to come through. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Miss Kelly Walker, who is the VP and co-founder of Chia Derm. Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chia Derm. I got this email about this new all-natural product that is, you know, equates to the Fountain of Youth.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, looking at your gorgeous face, I would say yeah. So let's talk about Chia Derm. And okay, yes. So first, what is chia? I see a bunch of seeds here.
Yes, I brought my chia paraphernalia.
don't let the cops see you.
Well, chia, I learned about chia from reading the book Born to Run. Mm-hmm. And I realized at that point that athletes knew all about chia for its nutritional benefits. Mm-hmm. So at that time, I was looking for nutritional benefits to pour in my, I have here, I don't know if you can hear my water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you have a bottled water, and it's water with the chia in it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Chia is a unique ingredient. It forms this orb mm-hmm. around it, almost like a caviar. Mm. And it's hydrating. It's a time-released hydration and time-released nutrition. And that's why the triathletes and the Ironmen have all pretty much been exposed to it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I initially stumbled upon it. Then I really investigated what it is. And I was at the dinner table, and I just started to rub it. Mm-hmm. On the top of my hand. Mm-hmm. And I just realized.
Just inadvertently. You yes. were just sitting there and you were like. Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, this is every single thing we want for our hair and our skin. Why hasn't someone put this in skin and hair care? Mm-hmm. And I did some brief, you know, searches, research, found nothing. Nothing at all. So that just propelled me into smashing it up in my kitchen, putting it in my lotions. And then that led me to find a chemist to formulate a product basically for me.
Yeah.
And in that process, I realized that what I wanted was visible
results.
Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made people switch from product to product. They were searching for that sign that it was benefiting. So that's how it started. I started to formulate it for myself.
Wow.
And realized that what's out there, you know, we as consumers need to educate ourselves more about what is in our product.
Yeah, because, you know, with today and how society is, we're so celebrity obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
We are so obsessed on looks mm-hmm. and people want to mm-hmm. continually turn back the hands of time. They want to
right.
look younger and all of that. And there
right.
are a lot of beauty products out there, some that may work for some and mm-hmm. not so much for others.
Mm-hmm.
But with all of the chemicals and stuff in it, that's why I was always very mm-hmm. reluctant to try, you know, a new product or just switch
right.
up my skincare regimen because of all of the chemicals that are in these products. So the incredible
right.
thing about Chia Derm is that this is
right.
all natural.
It's all natural. It's all from plant-based ingredients. And each ingredient I made sure was beneficial
mm-hmm.
because what I found with working with a chemist was I would buy things and pay a lot of money for things and they were fillers
mm-hmm.
and I felt tricked.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to be the face of a product that was like that.
Yeah.
So we all deserve, you know, I felt as though if we could eat it,
mm-hmm.
I fell in love with the ingredient.
Yeah.
If we could eat chia seeds, then we can put them on our skin.
Sure.
And I feel that way about everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And our society is moving toward that trend of maintaining yourself gracefully,
yeah.
aging gracefully,
yeah.
without becoming, you know, cut on or turning into an alien with with all of that.
With all of that stuff.
Right. So that, to me, I went to a trade show last March, an international trade show, and I heard a speaker say that exact thing. So I felt validated when I heard that the trend was to enhance our assets. And to, because what that does for the next generation is it tells them that your red hair is beautiful.
Yeah.
Your freckles are gorgeous. So each person has beautiful assets. So that just validated me in my mission.
And another thing is there's so many benefits in this seed. Could you tell the people the benefits of the chia seed?
I mean, if they could see me, they would see that I'm...
gorgeous, by the way. Let me just say that.
I play with it all day. So this is what I do in the morning. I rub it in the palm of my hand.
Okay.
Sort of like a styling gel.
Okay.
And I just run it through my hair.
Run it through your hair.
And for frizzies, more men love this part of it than women. They just use it as, you know, a styling product. I use it to take off my makeup. I use it for the dark circles.
Mm-hmm.
I actually
what dark circles?
it's great for acne. It's great for eczema and psoriasis. People tell me they put it on the dry patches in their scalp. It can be used for diaper rash. It can be used for stretch marks, pregnancy stretch marks. So it's almost like I want to find something that it's not beneficial to be used for, because literally from your hair to your toes, it can be used.
Wow.
And I do not use a lotion moisturizer. I use either the serum or the balm.
Okay.
Morning and night. So it's I slather it.
Yeah.
All over my face, my neck. Some people aren't used to balms and they're afraid or they're leery.
Like it might be too greasy or something.
Right. Well, the beauty of chia seed is that the extract from it, it may look oily, but what your skin does is it absorbs it. Because there's a balance of omega-3s and 6s. And when there's no balance, that's when you get breakouts. When there's oil on your skin.
I'm dealing with that. My T-zone is terrible.
Well,
I'm dark-skinned, so, you know, I get oily and, you know, it's,
Well, at all. I come across people that say they back up. They say, I can't put oil on my skin. Well, that's a myth. What they're talking about is chemically processed, man-made oils.
Yeah.
They have no knowledge of a natural oil. It will not. It's a non-comedogenic. Now, women know what that word means. It doesn't clog your pores.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, women do, because I surely don't know what that means.
So, you know, a week of putting this on your skin, you'll be amazed.
Well, they brought me some, and I am so excited to try it because I am team natural myself.
Oh,
I wash my face with raw organic honey. I use apple cider vinegar mixed in with some water as an astringent when I do. I moisturize my face with virgin coconut oil
apple cider vinegar every morning.
Yeah. That's good.
But
yeah,
see,
it is good for you.
That's what brought me here was I did the same things, but after researching this ingredient, chia, I just incorporated it. So all those things that you're doing now, you can do with the serum and the balm.
Now, let's talk about the use of the serum. Now, you put some of the serum in the palm of your hand. You you use it in your hair.
Yes.
And then what other ways can they use the serum?
Yeah, some people prefer the serum.
It drops the moisturizer.
Right. It's as an additive to what you already use. You can enhance the hydration by putting a few drops in your face lotion or your night cream.
Now, how much is too much? Should you just keep it to the 2 to 4 drops?
It depends on your need. Okay. For instance, in the summer, I put probably 10 drops on my legs to get that sheen when you wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, I put the serum on first, and then I top it off with the balm because the balm gives you staying power.
Mm-hmm.
So during the winter, when your heat is running, your skin is drier, you need that extra.
You need that extra moisture.
The heaviness of the balm.
Mm-hmm.
But when people snow ski,
yeah,
you know, they take the balm as sort of an emergency type, you know, wind protection to keep their lips dry or cuticles dry. So the serum, my finding is that some people prefer the serum over the balm.
Okay.
But just play with it and experiment with it. I use them in unison.
Okay.
But, you know, I use both for the same things. But if, for instance, if you're using it for before you go to bed, I would use the balm because you want it to stay on and
so use it at night. So if some, you know, lovely young lady is listening right now, she's like, oh, I'm going to go to the website. It's chia-derm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, oh, I want to try this. What is your regimen, you know, mm-hmm. If it's at night or in the morning mm-hmm. when you wash your face? What's mm-hmm. the order so the listening right. audience can know how you use it? And they can look as good as you, Kelly, because you look amazing.
Well, for my face, mm-hmm. Morning and night regimen for me is the same. It's unique in that I can wash my face and I can put a few drops of the serum on my face and then over top put some balm, a little bit of balm over. And then I can actually wear makeup, my base foundation, over both of these products, and you're not going to have the shine or the sheen mm-hmm. at all. So, for instance, when you have any type of procedure, mm-hmm. maybe you have an acid peel or mm-hmm. you have a photo facial, you get kind of little dry patches afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect. So you can treat and hydrate a face that has gone through some treatment or trauma
mm-hmm.
and throughout your day and still wear makeup. So that's my regimen in the morning. And then at night, it's the same thing. I put the serum, but I actually put the serum or the balm head to toe.
Yeah.
So neck, you know, I started off using it where we show age.
And the neck is the spot. You
yes.
know, a lot of celebrities that I see that
right.
may look younger than what they really are in the face, the neck tells the story.
Neck, yeah. The tops of the hands also. And believe it or not, the elbows.
Mm.
Look at someone's elbows. So elbows need attention, although we don't see them.
Right.
Knees. And the feet, you know, if I've had diabetic patients that say this is the only thing that works for their heels, their
really?
Cracked heels. So, but the, you know, the Aztecs, if you research chia, it goes 3,000 years back. They
yeah.
used it for medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, there's a long list. So, you know, that's basically how I use it. But I'm the guinea pig for it. So, I slather it on, and there's no way you could use too much.
Okay.
You know, something like this that you can ingest is not going to hurt you.
And I'm looking at your water with the chia seeds
right.
in it, and it almost looks a bit gel-like.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, personally, I if you have smoothies or juices...
Mm-hmm.
Now you will see that they'll put chia seed in your smoothie for you. It's more in other cities, but it is here. Yeah, you can and the reason they put it in there is there's protein in it.
Mm.
I mean that the nutritional list, there's a recommended daily allowance of chia seeds, 2 tablespoons.
Oh.
So it is not a mystery.
Yeah.
And you could just live on this alone. The Aztecs did. They carried a little pouch at their waist, and it was full of chia seeds.
And the chia seed, this is, I'm so amazed by this because it's full of omega-3s and 6s, as you said.
Antioxidants.
Antioxidants, amino acids. Mm-hmm. And what about people that are concerned about GMO or gluten?
It's vegan. Okay. And it is gluten-free. The research that I have done, I came across a statement that said there are no known allergic reactions to chia. So I have one of the reasons I did this initial line to be all natural is that I have a sister-in-law that is highly allergic to glutens. Mm-hmm. So allergic that we would have to call 911.
Oh, wow.
If she put this product on her and it had gluten in it. So the reason I did this line was for those people. There's no fragrances that aren't natural, and it can't harm you. You cannot get a reaction from it. So, yeah, it's just totally natural from a plant sources.
That is incredible. And so far, how has the response been of this new product?
Well, it's really fun because on a daily basis, when you're exposed to social media, and I have had to be because I've had to have it, it's a science. And it's amazing to watch things go from one day to the next and triple and quadruple in trending, talking about it. So it's very exciting to be on the upswing of an ingredient that really deserves it.
Wow. That's
so
good.
It has real serious science behind it.
Has there been any surprise results that you have seen by drinking it or just trying out your own product? Like, oh, I'm drinking it. Oh, I have more energy. I feel I've lost some weight. I've, you know, any surprises?
Well, it's supposed to. There is a trend to use it for weight loss, to ingest it and include it in your diet. So what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to time release all those great things that you need. So it's supposed to keep your blood sugar stable and keep you full. What I refer to it as, and I tell people, is that if you consistently ingest it, you will, after about 3 weeks, you will experience what I call a chia high.
What does that feel like?
What? And you'll know it when you hit that point. And you then don't want to go without it.
Yeah.
So I get my chia in any and every way that I can every day. And that is ingesting it, putting it in my yogurt, my smoothies, in my water that I have here, but on my skin. So it's beneficial for your skin and so many other disorders, health disorders that people may face. It's amazing when you do a Google search on if you have an ailment, say you have an ulcer, search chia seed benefits for ulcers, chia seed benefits for diabetes, chia seed benefits for weight loss, and you will be blown away.
Yeah.
And you've gotten great testimonials back.
Yes. I mean, I hear from people so many amazing things that, you know, that they have found the product that they're, you have friends that say, oh, I only use this.
You're right.
And you're still searching for that
one.
Uh-huh. And they say, now I'm that, you know, I was the biggest skeptic. Now I'm your biggest fan. So we try to put those testimonials on the website. But that's what propels me to keep going. You know, I was not in this industry before, so I need that, you know, to keep me going.
And as I've said before, I mean, the most incredible thing about Chia Derm is that it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's all natural. So that means that it's completely safe. Mm-hmm. You can ingest it. You can put it on top of topical. I can't even speak. topically. Am I saying that right?
Topically, yes.
And so check it out. And you can ingest it. That's chiaderm.com. She has the Chiaderm serum and the Chiaderm balm. And I personally cannot wait to try this product because, as I told you, I am team. I'm team natural.
Team natural, right.
Team natural all the way through.
So we'll be waiting for your testimonial.
Absolutely. besides the website, how else can people contact you?
Well, the website, we have all social media up. The links are all on chia-derm.com. We're located in Roots Juices in Dallas and Atlanta.
Oh, nice. What's
nice is that those people that realize it's good nutritionally, mm-hmm. it's a great segue for them to then know about chia and know that it's also good for their skin and hair. So we like that kind of partnership to contact those people. But online right now is the best way to find out more about us.
And that's chia-derm.com. Kelly, I have a gut feeling that I am going to be coming home late one night, turn on the TV, and see an infomercial about Chiaderm will feature the lovely Kelly Walker.
We'll see.
Yeah, because I believe that this thing will jump off, especially with all of the products that are out there that mm-hmm. has so many harmful chemicals. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've heard women say, I've been using this for 6 months mm-hmm. and I haven't seen not one result.
Right.
Not with Chiaderm.
Right, well, right.
I'm so excited and I cannot wait. Again, the website is chia-derm.com. There's the Chiaderm balm and the Chiaderm serum. And it says on there, youth activating serum. So if you were to see how beautiful Miss Kelly Walker is in front of my face, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I am going to go ahead and check this out and get this now.
Right.
Are chia seeds available?
They are all over.
Yeah.
They are all over. I am a fanatic about where I get my chia seeds.
Mm-hmm.
The chia seed plant is not grown in the U.S. It's grown close to the equator.
Oh.
So when I first started this, I traveled, I researched everything that I could get my hands on about it. And then I found that there was a group out of the University of Kentucky that their mission was to grow chia seeds in the U.S., and mm-hmm. they were successful. So they have a crop in Kentucky, and they have a crop in Florida. So that I get all my stuff U.S. all the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Made in the USA.
Yeah.
We love it. Chia-derm.com is the website. Make sure you follow them on all of their social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest. These guys are everywhere. Kelly Walker, who is the VP and co-founder of Chiaderm, thank you so much for coming through. I've got my gift bag.
You have your goodie bag.
I'm going to try this tonight.
Great.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, let us know how you like it.
Oh, I absolutely will. You will be hearing back from
me. Thank you so much. I'm sure that I will.
No, thank you for coming through. Kelly Walker, VP and co-founder of Chiaderm.com. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.